This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two cards in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We're almost there. Precursor to Turkey Day. That's right. I call it my, you know, my pre, what do we call this? I mean, seriously. I mean, it's the day before the D-Day, if you would, right? I mean, when you think about the amount of food that you're going to take in, and some of you are really good at this. I mean, some of you, you nibble, but I grew up in an Italian family. You couldn't, if you nibbled, it was an insult, right? I mean, think about it. It was simply an insult to nibble. So you got to fix that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, go back and get the health issue or the health segments that we did. Because, you know, really, deaths and such are up around the holidays. Cardiac arrest goes up around the holidays. And most of it is because of stress and the way you're eating and all this other stuff. I'm not telling you not to eat. Not really. Right? And I'm just telling you to just watch yourself. Pace yourself. I mean, listen, eating is a sport. Let me tell you what. Really. But really, because everybody wants you around for next Christmas, too. So just take care of yourself. Make sure you know what you're doing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Be part of the solution, right? That's what I always tell you. I mean, you want to make sure that you're not just spewing the party line. God, your party line. Because people are going to know you do it. You guys like me get totally miffed at people who simply do that. Again, as I said before, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you get involved and get engaged in a contract. And some of you, conversation. Some of you send me a lot of information. Frankly, too much. I can't get to it all. You know, remember, too, that during these seasons, you know, some of these restaurants that are open 24-7, anybody else irritated that the stores, the retail stores, that they open on Thanksgiving Day? I mean, you don't get many times a year to, like, hang out with your family. I mean, they come all the way across the country to hang out with you in some cases. Some people meet somewhere, you know, families meet somewhere neutral where they all kind of fly the same amount of hours just to be able to hang out together. Grandma may not be around anymore. You know, some of the old folks might not be around anymore, so you meet somewhere else. So when you're gathering with friends and family, it is a big deal. And we've kind of, you know, lost that to a degree. And don't be, don't be afraid about talking politics. Just keep it, you know, above the fray. You don't have to get that crazy with relatives especially. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. You know, a lot of these people that you're going to be talking with, even at the table, your friends, right, your relatives, you listen carefully and allow them to simply spew the party line. They're not going to be telling you anything that you haven't heard all over mainstream media. And it's okay to push back. Don't be ugly about it, but push back. And then, again, this is a family affair, right? I mean, it's a family thing. You don't want to turn this into where everybody kind of hates everybody going in there. So some of you have written me over the last few months about socialism and Christianity. I'm not a pastor. Do the best I can do, though. And they get off on some of the things where this is why you have to read everything, right? When Jesus ripped up the, not the temple, but the merchant area, because they've heard me say that before. And he could, well, they called him the money changers, right? And when he was ripping these people up, the reason wasn't because they had money. I mean, who does he call the wicked servant when it comes to the parable of the talents? Right, the one who buried the money. Not the ones that went and made more money. Matter of fact, the ones that went and invested and made more money, he gave more money to. There's so much here that people like to pick and choose things. But Jesus confronted the money changers. Right? He challenged the believers to give to the needy. But would he support socialism? Remember, Jesus never said, take over the government and make sure you give people's tax money to the poor. He admonished us, individuals, believers especially, to go out and give money, well, give resources, I'll put it that way. Right? Now, 24% of Christians that were polled said that Jesus would prefer socialism. 24%. I know, it's not an overwhelming number. I got that. But it is a big number. Right? 14% of the people believe that he would prefer capitalism. Come on, think about that. 62% weren't sure that he would be okay with either one. Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side. We'll talk about this more on the other side of the break. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or FLA. OneRouterSHROUTERS.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or FlashRouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Real Joe, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, as I like to say. You know, I don't want to call it a celebration. It is a celebration. You know, as we celebrate Turkey Day, come on, give me another name for it, right? So as we celebrate Turkey Day, there's not everybody really understands what we're doing. You know, again, when I was talking to Xander Gibb, he grew up in England. Some of you know that. And he doesn't quite get what we're doing. And the Brits consider this a second Christmas or pre-Christmas or whatever you want to call it. Right? And I get it. I mean, if you have not celebrated this kind of thing, then you don't know. You really don't know what it is. So, let me see if I can get Dave Sussman is going to join us. Because I don't know if you guys know this, but he is a naturalized citizen. Okay? He actually was an English, a Brit. And then he became a naturalized American citizen. So he's got a different take on Thanksgiving. If I can get him to pick up the phone. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. You know what? I will just call him back because this isn't happening the way I wanted it to. But David Hague, let's see if I can get some insight from him. And David is a pastor from the North Los Angeles County. A very large North Los Angeles County church. And he had a lot to say about Thanksgiving and its day. All right, as I do every year during the holidays, as they say, this Thanksgiving feast year. In my area, some of you know I'm a school board member in an area where we recently had a shooting. We lost some young, very young lives here. And, you know, a lot of my Christian friends, a lot of my non-Christian friends, you know, are saying, you know, so close to Thanksgiving, these poor families, what are we thankful for? I mean, we've got these things going on in the world. What are we thankful for? Well, I'm not the expert here. Let's bring in the expert. Pastor David Hague joins me, as he does from time to time on the show. I always appreciate his wisdom and his words, and he is the pastor of Grace Baptist in northern Los Angeles County. David, what do we have to be thankful for?
Well, you know, it's tough. I think a lot of people who have been very close to tragedy, whether it's here in Santa Clarita, where we lost three of our students, and injured three others, and that means at least six families and then extended family and friends and people who were there and people who knew them and even people in the community who suddenly feel a loss. And one of the things I've learned, perhaps the hard way, is that sometimes when things like this happen, we feel guilty for actually celebrating. There are going to be some people this week and already, you know, looking forward to Christmas are going to say, I don't want to celebrate because if I do, that means I'm forgetting what happened. And while that is a persistent feeling, I think, in people's lives, that if I get over it, it's like I am dishonoring, you know, all those who lost their lives and those who have been traumatically changed by this. And while I think that there is something to be said for remembering, we have to understand that the things that are most important haven't changed. And by that I mean, while circumstances change, tragedy comes, we live in a broken world, we face mountains of temptation and obstacle and, you know, tragedy every year of our lives. Here's what doesn't change. What love means. What God is. How we understand relationships, how we understand our lives. And I think a tragedy like this makes us more thankful for things that don't change. More thankful for the love of neighbor, more thankful for the love of family. Most of all, in my world, as a theologian and a pastor, I just want to say I am thankful that while circumstances change, my God doesn't. His love never wanes. It never pauses. There's never a time when he loves me less because I'm in Jesus Christ, and he loves his son eternally, and I'm in his son. I'm in Jesus. That's how he sees me. So I think that I'm thankful. I'm thankful that this has drawn our community closer. But I hope that our community doesn't think, well, the most important thing now is just to be united. The fact is, union with one another isn't going to save us from these tragedies. In fact, the only tragedy we can know we're saved from is the tragedy of God's wrath for our sin. And he's provided this great picture, this great antidote. And it's called Jesus. It's called faith. And I find that in our community, when we found out about the shootings, our people sprang into action to help.
They did.
They sprang into action to not fueled by hate, but fueled by grace, as one of the headlines said.
Yeah. And it was very, very amazing to watch how many people, different sides of the political aisle, different sides of the religious aisle, different sides of life came together to support one another. And it's, you know, and the sad part of this, I seem to go to that all the time, but the sad part of this is it seems like it takes a tragedy to get us to understand how fragile we actually all are and how much we need each other.
Yeah, you know, I totally agree with that. As a pastor, you know, we think life, you know, believers and unbelievers alike, we think life is supposed to be good, and we're shocked when it's not.
Yep.
And yet, if we really think about it, we live in a broken world, and we can expect that. Mm-hmm. And yes, we come together, but eventually when things are better, we forget the transient things. We forget the idea that we need to love each other and that our actions affect everybody around us, and we need to be good to those around us rather than just looking out for our own good.
Yeah. You know, so let's switch gears, and I want to move on to gluttony now. So, because we're talking about Thanksgiving, and let's just be honest with each other. There is nobody who sits at the table and says, maybe I should, well, I'll have some more. So give me one of the Haig family traditions, one that you really truly look forward to, maybe all year long, or maybe some of the kids that come up and say, hey, I'm really looking for grandma's this or grandpa's that.
Yeah, you know, we did something. We started it a few years back, now that our kids are grown and they have kids and they come with their families. And we take time before we eat to go around the room and say something that we're really, really thankful for, not just I'm thankful for today or whatever. And we write them down and we put them in little envelopes. And then next year we pass them out again. And the first thing we do is we take it out and we say, oh, yeah, this is what I was thankful for last year. This is how that worked out this year, and here's something I'm thankful for. So that's good. And then, of course, there's always the things that the kids insist upon. You know, pretzel salad and mom's special sweet potato casserole.
Whoa, wait a minute. You went really fast. What in God's creation is a pretzel salad? You're going to have to come back if you want to know about that one. Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Bitter cold is causing havoc for millions of travelers. In the West, the northbound lanes of I-5 heading into Oregon have now reopened. Hundreds were stranded on the freeway for hours. KXL reporter Annette Newell.
The blizzard forced a shutdown that lasted for hours from southern Oregon to northern California. Dozens of miles of four major highways in the Cascades also shut down, the worst on record, according to the Oregon Department of Transportation's Gary Leeming.
I've been with this agency nearly 20 years. I can't think of a Thanksgiving this bad.
Though most highways are back open, they're still requiring drivers to use tire chains.
The big freeze stretches across most of the country.
Winds right now across the Great Lakes gusting over 40, close to 50 miles an hour. And tomorrow, up and down the eastern seaboard, especially in the northeast, winds will be gusting close to 40 miles an hour.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Some messed up white people. We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I so much appreciate the calls about your traditions, about what went on with your family and that kind of thing. And I get a kick out of it because, you know, everybody's different. I mean, as much as we are one nation, different regions do different things. They handle foods differently, and I get the biggest kick out of it. I learned about a pretzel cake. Pretzel salad. It sounds disgusting, but they love it, and that's really all that matters. Okay, now, somebody I was talking to the other day kind of floored me. Now, this is the second person who said, Thanksgiving? Yeah, okay, whatever. David Sussman joins me, host of the David Sussman Show and the also Whiskey Politics. Dave, thanks for being with me. And on this Thanksgiving Eve for us.
Thanks, Joe. Appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to you, too.
Well, now, I have another friend of mine that's from England. And
yeah.
When I talk to him, he says, I don't get it. It's like a precursor. It's like a run-up to Christmas, or is a practice meal for Christmas or something. You were, and that's what he tells me. You were originally, an English citizen, weren't you?
Yeah, I still am. I still maintain my citizenship. And, I was born and raised in England, and we didn't have Thanksgiving, but we did have Boxing Day, which was like Christmas plus. So we would do Christmas as a kid, and then next day, December the 26th, we would wake up and there'd be more presents. So I came here and I was like, what's this Thanksgiving thing? And oh, that's a cool story. Columbus, the Pilgrims, Plymouth Rock. That's kind of a cool story. But then I was like, wait a minute. We're having turkey, and it was like, don't we do that at Christmas? And I was kind of confused by it, but then they threw cranberry in, and I was like, oh, that makes the difference. Okay, it's cranberry.
So I had two people tonight tell me that the thing they loved most about Thanksgiving was that reddish, jellish kind of stuff in a can that they call cranberry sauce. Okay?
It's the stuff in the can that's the best. You know that.
Oh,
right?
Come on.
No. I'm sorry. Right. When I go to somebody's house and somebody has got like the natural fruit and it's like congealed jelly with like some serious like minced fruit in there, no. You like the canned stuff because it's like Jell-O gelatin for cranberries.
Oh my God, you're killing me, man. It's like canned lasagna, right? I mean, seriously, what kind of sense is that?
No. I like canned. I don't like canned lasagna. No, come on. I promise you, if you took a poll and people were honest and they didn't think that they were, they were going to be looked down upon, I bet you most people like the canned cranberry.
Yeah, you're probably right, but it kind of breaks my heart there. But you know, you brought up something when you and I were talking on the phone the other day. You said, and you have the same angst that I have about all this stuff, which is it's become so commercialized. Everything has become commercialized.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, how much money do you spend for Thanksgiving? How much of a spread do you put on to impress others as opposed to what the day is really about? Tell me about it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'll say this to you, and I know your listeners know this because when I come on the show, I talk about free markets and you know, free enterprise and entrepreneurship and capitalism, and I'm the biggest advocate of all of the above. But when it comes to consumerism, there's a difference. There is a difference between capitalism and consumerism. Uh-huh. And consumerism is you've got to go out and you've got to buy stuff. Why? Because it's Black Friday. Why? Because it's Valentine's Day. Why? Because it's Christmas. And it's like these required dates that you have to go and put yourself in debt and go wait in crowds and beat each other over the head for that $500, 65-inch TV. And I just don't think it's a good lesson for our kids, because especially now that the encroachment of consumerism, it used to be, okay, we eat, we get fat, we watch football, we watch Snoopy on Thanksgiving, and we fall asleep in our own stupor of, tryptophan. Now, if you work retail, you got to kiss the family goodbye and go into the mall and brave the crowds because you have to work on Thanksgiving Day. That's awful. I have people in my family that do retail, and I see it, and I hate it. I don't think it's a good trajectory for us as a country.
No, I agree with you. I was just saying earlier that it's one of the few days every year that was the day that everybody took off, so you could hang out with family. It really didn't matter what the day was called, but you all hung out together. And whether it was over food or a football game, or my Uncle Bill, who has since passed away, used to love to watch the old Army movies, the old Navy movies, you know what I'm saying? That was the thing that I remember about those days. And today, to your point, it's about, that's the day that kicks off the spending spree for Christmas.
Yeah, it's awful. You can't escape it, Joe. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. It's from car ads to this ad to that ad. And Black Friday and celebration of Thanksgiving. And it's like, no, you're not celebrating Thanksgiving. You're talking people into buying stuff that they don't want, that they don't need, and they're going into debt for the most part of it. And I think that there's a serious hangover to this, and they're going to be pushing Black Friday all month long because we've got 1 week shorter this year because Thanksgiving was a week later. And, and it puts people in a really, January, people take a look at their credit card bills, and it's not good. And for what? We've got everything we need. What do we need? What do we have to go out and get? What? Because the iPhone is a year older, where there's a new version, we have to get that? What? My older iPhone doesn't work? I just find it to be that's one of the sad casualties of these holidays. And again, I'm a big free market advocate proponent, and I'm not going to tell anybody not to do that. And there's people that really enjoy it. I can't stand it. I hate shopping. I'm a typical guy.
Yeah, but I know, right? I mean, I was just joking with somebody about that the other day. You walk into a store, you get your pants, and you leave. But listen, you and I, we look at finances a little differently, being conservative, and I always joke, two things. What a stupid song to play at Christmas. It's the most happiest time of the year for the retailer, yes, not for the person going into debt. Now, in the old days, remember the Christmas clubs? You'd kind of put a budget together, you knew what you wanted to spend at Christmas, and you would save all year long, put a few bucks away, so you'd have your Christmas club fund. And it got you some interest, no matter how small it was, but you didn't have any debt in January. Now you clear off your credit cards so that you can come back around and run them up in January, right?
Everything, and it's everything that is so expensive. And you and I, we grew up in an era where, you know, you had it, like my thing in the 70s, my toy, the one big toy I remember, and a lot of you listeners remember this, was the wind-up Evel Knievel bike, right?
Oh, yeah.
And, I had that. I got that when I was 6 or 7 years old. I kept that for years, and I polished it and cleaned it, and, you know, I took care of it. Now you give a kid a toy, takes you 3 hours to open the stupid packaging. You know, it's like, how do you open a package of scissors? You know, you need scissors, right? And so, you know, the dad is sitting there and he's cutting himself on all the Chinese wiring and everything else. And after he builds this thing, he puts it together. The kid plays with it for 20 minutes and he's moving on to something else. He's already bored. You know, we had toys. We played with them for months and months and years. And that doesn't happen anymore. Everything is just so throwaway. Everything, you know, it's just, and it's a part of our society.
I want you to think of the sinister plan at foot here before I let you go, okay? Men don't read directions. And now you need directions to open the box, okay? I mean, if that... okay? Think about that. So,
yeah.
They got us. They really got us anyway.
Hey, listen, I want to say to you, and I also want to say to your listeners, thank you for, you know, giving me a home when I come on your show. Your listeners are incredible. And everybody that's listening to Joe Messina, happy, happy Thanksgiving. Have a wonderful holiday. Enjoy the food. Enjoy the football. And you know, if you enjoy being a good consumer, rest me that as well. But thank you for everything that you're doing for America, Joe, and your show and your listeners. And I always get a great sense of optimism every time I come on your show. So thank you.
I appreciate that, and I enjoy having you on. And they like you, too. And matter of fact, if they're listening now, it's not just here. You have to catch you on the Dave Sussman Show. He's the host of Whiskey Politics and America's News Voice. And, Dave, enjoy your family tomorrow,
good,
and we'll catch up later on.
Much love to you and Tammy and Cody and the entire Joe
and
Messina listening audience.
All right. Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
Take care. You too.
All right. When we come back, Evan, say it. I'm telling you. You're going to love it. Joe Messina, your host, is to the Rail Side. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step, as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Whoa.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Let's just bring him on. I know how much you enjoy him, and I do too. Evan Sayed joins us for some of his Thanksgiving Day thoughts. Okay, so while you're sitting home there now, scratching your belly, maybe some of you have actually had to unbutton your pants a little bit, and you're listening, we all have these memories of Thanksgiving. You know, I came from a big Italian family, as I said earlier, and it's pretty disgusting, but after dinner, we would all be lying on some part of the couch floor, a chair somewhere, out cold in a food coma. But I find that, you know, people I talk to that grew up in a big city or grew up, you know, in rural areas, totally different. You know, not the love of the family, but totally different mindset and traditions and what have you. And, you know, Evan and I, with our white privilege, as you can imagine, you know, we grew up with plenty of food. And, you know, Evan, you grew up in New York City, correct?
I grew up just east of Manhattan, so technically I was on Long Island at least after I was 2 years old.
Listen,
but you know,
but wait. For the rest of us guys in the country that are geologically challenged, you know, geographically challenged, I'm sorry, New York is New York to us. I know it isn't to you guys.
That's fair enough.
Where do you get your turkeys? That's what I want to know.
what was different then was that we had all of our relatives within a very short distance.
That's true.
And so Thanksgiving, and for me also Passover, Christmas, these were holidays where so many different wings of the family. So, and people were so disparate, but we shared blood and we shared, history.
Oh yeah.
And to sit around the table with three, and then later on even four generations, I think.
You have
grandparents, even great grandparents, and whatnot. And to hear the stories. And by the way, because adults were the ones who were the smart ones then, as opposed to today where the children are the ones who supposedly know everything. You'd listen to these stories of things that people in America just don't even know about anymore.
No.
I mean, the grandma and grandpa who came across the oceans, who risked everything.
Yep.
I mean, you realize that you really did have things to be thankful for because you heard stories about the real world. You know, then over the succeeding generations, and I'm somewhat to blame for this, I moved 3,000 miles away. Cousins moved, you know, north, others went south. And now it's more of a gathering of friends than it is a family, and certainly not generational,
right.
at least for me and for a good part of America. And so these stories that would make you recognize how thankful you should be, because this was not the world we were born into. Was not the world that existed anywhere at any time prior to America.
No, you know, it's funny. You're talking about the stuff. I'm thinking as you're talking that how the family has eroded, right? I mean, going to grandma's every Sunday, being with family on the holidays, it always recenters you, doesn't it? It always regrounds you, if you would, when you're around family members and all that. I mean, there's some anxiety there, but for the most part, it's all that love and all that acceptance and understanding and that kind of stuff. We don't have that anymore. Young people don't partake of that anymore, do they?
No, I mean, not even on a daily basis. I mean, the idea of sitting down to dinner every night. Now it's everybody pops in into the microwave, whatever it is they want. They go into their own room and they watch any of 100 different channels, or the idea of sitting around the living room watching the Ed Sullivan Show, or having one common thing that the family enjoyed together. All of that's been lost. And I don't want to sound like an old man. Certainly, you know, the kids these days, but that's just the reality of it. But the intergenerational interaction and the respect for one's elders, for what they've accomplished, what they've gone through. There was a socialist politician, I believe she was out of Australia, 25 years old, you know, sort of the AOC of her country. Some older person challenged her on an issue, and her response was, "Okay, boomer."
Oh,
and by the way, that's no different than "Okay, Jew." That's no different. It's called an ad hominem attack. It's designed to shut people up based on what they are and not what they are saying. And it's no different than what the Democrats have done from day one.
Wow.
They engage in this fallacious argument called the ad hominem attack, where they simply call you a racist. And you know what? Even if we were racist, 2 and 2 is 4, whether you're a racist or whether you're not a racist.
That's true.
You know, so it's a fallacious argument, and it's the only argument that the Democrats have. But that being said, The time, and this was also a function of the 60s. They're the ones who not only said, don't trust anyone over 30. They didn't just say, question authority. But William Ayers, okay, the college professor who's much adored, He told children to murder their parents.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
This is how much, and you see that that's what Democrats are trying to do, is undermine all authority except their own. So without parents, you have no family authority. Without nations, you have no national responsibilities. Without God, you have no authority bigger than the government. That's why they kill police. That's why they love killing cops. In fact, Mark Rudd said it, Mark Rudd being another founder of the Democratic Socialist Movement, he said it must be a wonderful feeling to kill a cop. The more blood, the better. These are their leaders. All they did was segue into the education industry, and the idea that they don't know that they're lying about history, Zinn admitted it. Ayers admitted it. Ayers was asked, you know, what are your methods for the research that you conduct? He says, well, I don't conduct research that involves gathering data and analyzing it. My research proselytizes.
Wow.
So they admit it. They admit they're propagandists. This is why no amount of logic is going to work with them.
Wow.
It's why, yep. They are violent, they are supremacists, and they are propagandists.
All right.
And really, there's... Yeah.
No, I'm just going to say, that's a good Turkey Day story.
Happy Thanksgiving.
There you go.
Happy Thanksgiving.
All right. Before I let you go, though, one favorite dish as a child I wish I could taste that again. I wish somebody made that again.
Anything my mother made, just because she'd be in the kitchen. It's so mundane, but, you know, I think the fact that it's mundane makes the little ways that they're made that much. But I just love my stuffing. I just love my stuffing.
And everybody has that one dish that they remember from Thanksgiving or, you know, Christmas or anyone. And that's the other thing, too. We'll just hit on this real quick. We had a lot of Jewish friends that came over on Christmas Eve, right? We weren't beating
sure,
Jesus in them.
Where else are they going to get ham from?
Okay, you got me. But I mean, we all celebrated. We all, you know, I learned about Hanukkah from my Jewish friends. You think I've read it in a book? I mean, we don't. We're so afraid to ask people questions. We're so afraid to celebrate together. It's craziness. I always joked that I was going to become a Jew for the holidays because you get 8 nights of gifts.
Yeah, but on the other hand, 8 candles contributes to global warming.
Oh, I'm sorry. What do I know? You've got to ruin everything. You know, that's what we're going to start a real new show called Evan Ruins Everything.
Seriously, like everybody loves Raymond, but not
kind of. No, and we did. We all got along. We all respected each other. We weren't offended, you know, by any of that stuff. It's just irritating as heck. Anyway, you have a great Thanksgiving, my friend. I really mean that sincerely. I hope you enjoy yourself, and we'll connect again before Christmas and Hanukkah and all that. And Festivus, you know, let's not forget. Do you get anything for Festivus, though?
Just a pole.
you mean the shaft? We get the shaft again? Yeah, is that what happens?
I don't remember her name, but yeah. All right, I will talk to you before the
meeting. Go. Good night, everybody. All right, I'll talk to you later, Evan. Have a great night. Bye-bye. Yeah, how to get me thrown off the air, Evan. Thank you so much. Anyhow, always a pleasure to have you guys with me. Okay, so listen, for the old-timers, for the guys who've been listening forever, all right, tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, I'm going to spend it with my family, and you should too. And if you don't have any immediate family, I am sure if you just stop and think, there are plenty of people around you that love you and care about you and would love to have you there with them. So, you know, give that some thought. And Friday, rebroadcast, but we're going to include a little bit of what Black Friday is all about, where it came about and what have you. That means for the next 2 days, we're not going to beat up on politics. Right? I mean, we're going to beat up on the holiday, if you would, lack of a better term. We have other sponsors, other people that will be on to discuss their Thanksgiving memories. And in some cases, people who have lost loved ones and, you know, really feel like they didn't spend enough time with them and that they should be around now. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you so much for being part of the process, part of the solution. I do appreciate it more than you know. And, again, be smart. I got to tell you, don't overeat, but you know that's not going to work, right? I mean, nobody's going to listen to me anyhow. And take a few minutes tomorrow. If you got young ones around the table, take a few minutes. Let them know why you're thankful. Why you're thankful for this country. Why you're thankful that you know, God has had allowed this country to be formed the way it was and a true republic that it is. Joe Mattini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Have a great holiday. And we will catch you next week.